Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 72, Scene 4, Jarasandha agrees to give charity to three mysterious brahmanas. King Yudhisthira was very anxious, however, when he heard that King Jarasandha of Magadha did not accept his sovereignty. Seeing King Yudhisthira's anxiety, Lord Krishna informed him of the plan explained by Uddhava for conquering King Jarasandha. Bhimasena, Arjuna, and Lord Krishna then started together for Giribraja, the capital city of Jarasandha, dressing themselves in the garb of brahmanas. This was the plan devised by Uddhava before Lord Krishna started for Hastinapur, and now it was given practical application. King Jarasandha was a very dutiful householder, and he had great respect for brahmanas. Jarasandha was a great fighter, a kshatriya king, but he was never neglectful of the Vedic injunctions. According to Vedic injunctions, the brahmanas are considered to be spiritual masters of all other castes. Lord Krishna, Arjuna, and Bhimasena were actually kshatriyas, but they dressed themselves as brahmanas. And at that time, when King Jarasandha was to give charity to the brahmanas and receive them as guests, they approached Jarasandha. Lord Krishna, in the dress of a brahmana, then spoke to King Jarasandha. Your Majesty, we wish all glories to you. We are three guests at your royal palace, and we are coming from a great distance. And we have come to ask you for charity, and we hope that you will kindly bestow upon us whatever we ask from you. We know about your good qualities. A person who is tolerant is always prepared to tolerate everything, even though distressful. Just as a criminal can perform the most abominable acts, so a greatly charitable person like you can give anything and everything he is asked for. For a great personality like you, there is no distinction between relatives and outsiders. A famous man lives forever, even after his death. Therefore, any person who is completely fit and able to execute acts which will perpetuate his good name and fame, and yet does not do so, becomes abominable in the eyes of great persons. Such a person cannot be condemned enough, and his refusal to give charity is lamentable throughout his whole life. Your Majesty must have heard the glorious names of charitable persons such as Harishchandra, Runtidev, and Mudgala, who used to live only on grains picked up from the paddy field, and the great Maharaj Shibi, who saved the life of a pigeon by supplying flesh from his own body. These great personalities have attained immortal fame simply by sacrificing this temporary and perishable body. Lord Krishna, in the garb of a brahmana, thus informed Jarasandha that fame is imperishable, but the body is perishable. If one can attain imperishable name and fame by sacrificing one's perishable body, then one becomes a very respectable figure in the history of human civilization. While Lord Krishna was speaking in the garb of a brahmana, along with Arjuna and Bhima, Jarasandha marked that the three of them did not appear to be actual brahmanas. There were signs on their bodies by which Jarasandha could understand that they were Kshatriyas. Their shoulders were marked with an impression due to carrying bows. They had beautiful bodily structure, and their voices were grave and commanding. Thus, Jarasandha definitely concluded that they were not Brahmanas, but Kshatriyas. Jarasandha was also thinking that he had seen them somewhere before. Although these three persons were Kshatriyas, they had come to his door begging alms like Brahmanas. So therefore, Jarasandha decided that he would fulfill their desires in spite of their being Kshatriyas. Jarasandha fought in this way because their position had already been diminished by their appearing before him as beggars. Jarasandha was thus thinking, under the circumstances, I am prepared to give them anything, even if they ask for my body. I shall not hesitate to offer it to them. In this regard, Jarasandha began to think of Bali Maharaj. Lord Vishnu, in the dress of a Brahmana, appeared as a beggar before Bali. And in that way, Vamanadeva snatched away all of Bali's opulence and kingdom. Vamanadeva did this for the benefit of Indra, who, having been defeated by Bali Maharaj, was bereft of his kingdom. And although Bali Maharaj was cheated, his reputation as a great devotee, who was able to give anything and everything in charity, is still glorified throughout the three worlds. Bali Maharaj could guess that the Brahmana was Lord Vishnu himself, and that he had come to him just to take away his opulent kingdom on behalf of Indra. Bali's spiritual master and family priest, Shukra Acharya, repeatedly warned Bali about this, and yet Bali Maharaj did not hesitate to give in charity whatever the Brahmana Vamanadeva wanted, and at last Bali gave up everything to that Brahmana Vamana. It is my strong determination that if I can achieve immortal reputation by sacrificing this perishable body, I must act for that purpose. For the life of a Kshatriya who does not live for the benefit of a Brahmana is certainly condemned. Actually, King Jarasandha was very liberal in giving charity to Brahmanas, and thus Jarasandha informed Lord Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna, "My dear Brahmanas, you can ask from me whatever you like, and if you so desire, you can take my head also, for I am prepared to give it to you. My dear king, please note, we are not actually Brahmanas, nor have we come to ask for foodstuffs or grains. We are all Kshatriyas, and we have come to beg a duel with you. We hope that you will agree to our proposal. You may note that here is the second son of King Pandu, known as Bhimasena, and as well the third son of Pandu, Arjuna. And as for myself, you may know that I am your old enemy, Krishna, cousin of the Pandavas." And when Lord Krishna disclosed their disguise, King Jarasandha began to laugh very loudly, and then, in great anger and in a grave voice, he exclaimed, "You fools! If you want to fight with me, then I immediately grant your request. But Krishna, I know that you are a coward, so I refuse to fight with you, because you become very confused when you face me in fighting. Out of fear of me, you left your own city, Mathura, and now you have taken shelter within the sea. Therefore, I must refuse to fight with you. As far as Arjuna is concerned, I know that he is younger than me and is not an equal fighter. So I refuse to fight with Arjuna because he is not in any way an equal competitor. But as far as Bhimasena is concerned, I do think he is a suitable competitor to fight with me. Thus ends chapter 72, scene 4. Jarasandha agrees to give charity to three mysterious brahmanas. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath, Gopinath, Niyata Charaneshthana, Mage Ephamara, Kandiya Kandiya, Korohe Karuna Dana, Gopinath. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath.